When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 153, How to Be Present for Others Without Losing Yourself, by Mary Yuksh of goodlifezen.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's going on, old friend? Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who wears only about three pairs of pants 99% of the time, not including pajamas, of course. It's actually very freeing and makes it so much easier to decide what to wear. Anyway, today's post is about being present for others, and this is something that's really important to me. I love it when a conversation is fully present on both sides, you know, when someone is really taking the words you're speaking and you're giving them the same kind of attention. It's such a great feeling and a nice change from the distracted half attention that we often get. So I found this post, and hopefully it can help us be present for others. I know they'll appreciate it. But really quickly, if you want to show just a tiny bit of support for this podcast in a really free way, please come by my site, oldpodcast.com, and join the weekly newsletter. You get a bunch of free stuff from me just for joining and be entered to win a book every single month. And if you can't go surf the web right now, a really quick way to join is to text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. That's OPTIMAL to 44222. And I'd really appreciate you being part of the OLD family. And with that, let's be more present and start optimizing your life. How to Be Present for Others Without Losing Yourself, by Mary Yuksh of goodlifezen.com. Every person we encounter shapes our life. If you think back, even the most unpleasant encounters taught us something about how to grow as a human being. And of course, this is especially true of those we love. The poet Thomas McGrath writes, quote, "How could I have come so far, and always on such dark trails? And I must have traveled by the light shining from the faces of all those I have loved." Unquote. Sometimes it's difficult to acknowledge that we constantly learn and go through our interactions with those we love. The reason is that we are fixated on the, quote, "if only they would," unquote. I'm sure you too could write a long list about how we would like our loved ones to be different. If such thoughts loom large in your life, take some time out and make a list of all the ways in which you would like your partner to be different. Then take a good look at the completed list with all attributes and behaviors you wish your partner to have. What does the list remind you of? You guessed it right. The list is a description of what you think you are like. In other words, the thought, "if only they would," really means, quote, "why can't they be more like me?" unquote. Well, the world would be a boring place if everyone was like ourselves and we wouldn't be able to grow and develop. Because it's only the difference between us and others that widen our horizon. If we want to grow as human beings, we need to give something precious to those around us. The greatest gift is to be present. I don't mean being half present, but fully focused on the other person with your whole body and mind as if there was nobody else in the whole world. I'm sure we're all guilty of being half or even quarter present. For example, if we're reading the paper or watching the news or looking at our emails and someone starts up a conversation with us. Barriers to being present. There are many different barriers to being present with another person. You may recognize these four. Number one, your mind is on other things and you're only pretending to listen. This is similar to what we contend with in meditation. The way to get past this barrier is by refocusing on the now. Tip, open your awareness to ambient sounds as well. Number two, you don't want to interact, but don't want to say so. You need to make a decision whether you're willing to put your activity aside and really listen, or whether you're going to speak out and claim this time as your own. Number 3, you feel defensive. Thoughts fueled by strong emotions create gripping mind movies. When we feel defensive, strong thoughts and stories are created that start with, but, dot, dot, dot. It's as if we bat away everything we are hearing instead of taking it in. Notice your defensiveness and put aside all the quote-unquote but stories for now. Number 4, what you hear triggers emotions and stories in your own mind. You'll notice that your own stories are triggered by a desire to interrupt the other person and tell your own story. So often people break in with, yes, I know exactly what you mean. Here's what happened to me. Their own stories become so vivid that they can't listen to what the other person is saying. When you notice this tendency in yourself, take a deep breath and refocus on what the other person is saying. Distracted listening. How do you usually listen to others? Check out the list below. Listen with only half an ear? Interrupt? React? Take things personally? Jump to false conclusions? Rehearse what you're going to say? Have a lot of static in your mind? Each one of those points show up an unskillful habit, distracted listening. There are some wonderful ways to circumvent our defensiveness by learning to listen in a new way and respond peacefully. We'll take that up in detail in our virtual Zen retreat on peacefulness, but for now, here's a simple way to practice being present with others. Deep listening. Deep listening means hearing beyond and below the spoken word. It means hearing the essence of what someone is saying and noticing the feelings behind their words. When you listen deeply, you are truly present with the other person. Your mind is free of past judgments or thoughts of the future. You can let go of beliefs and prejudices you may have about the other person. You're not analyzing or figuring things out, you're simply being present with the other person. Deep listening has 3 benefits. Number 1, it's calming because it brings us back to the present moment. Number 2, it leads to feelings of connection, loving kindness, and compassion. Number 3, it helps us to communicate and creates true understanding. Deep listening is a wonderful way of bringing the mind of meditation into our life in order to create peace. Contemporary Zen master Norman Fisher says, quote, "If you can, stop fussing. Stop trying to make things better. Just listen with a sympathetic, loving presence. Be willing to be there without outflows, accepting conditions as they are, and you may transform the conditions, and then something may happen. It's not about doing something. Just listen. Really listen." Unquote. We can transform our life and the lives of those around us simply by being present. It's compassion in action. Of course, it's also very important to be present with ourselves. I'll write about that soon. What's your experience of being present? You just listened to the post titled, "How to Be Present for Others Without Losing Yourself" by Mary Yuksh of goodlifezen.com. Hopefully we can get something out of that post and work on being more present for others. It's totally worth it and a great way to show someone you care without money or gifts or much effort at all, really. And speaking of showing that you care, if you'd like to show some love or maybe a small little hug for this podcast, you can text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. That's text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222, and I'll simply add you to my weekly newsletter where I give some life tips and updates about what's going on in my world. But you also get some free stuff from me, including spreadsheets to optimize your life and a video tutorial to go along with it. So again, you can text OPTIMAL to 44222 or just visit oldpodcast.com and you can join there. It would mean a lot to me and it's a really nice way to show that you enjoy this podcast. And that is it. It's almost Friday, so hang in there. We're so close. I'll catch you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.